IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Viewpoints. I'm Hadi Saravi, your host. Welcome and thanks for listening. I am with our guest speakers, dear Brother Ali and Sheikh Rouhani. Thank you for being here. And thank you for giving this time to us, to this program.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you. In the world of production and consumption, there are plenty of parenting styles for end users. You know, as you know, there are many. And it is getting harder and harder for Muslim families to adopt and choose the right and the healthy path, or healthy one. In the modern world families, we see they're having a difficult time to find the proper way of life to help their children find their way and thrive. I myself sometimes face these dilemmas. Could I, would I, should I, along with many ifs and buts. We are here to shed some light on this part, on this important aspect of life. Let me begin by asking you a question. Let me start by asking this question. I don't know if it is the right one. Are there any way raising children in an Islamic way? I mean, and if yes, how? I mean, are there any plans, any suggestions, any ideas that can that people can refer to and use? And is it handy? Let's start from Brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam Muhammad and his purified progeny. First of all, let's have a look at the concept and the term of tarbiyah or education. What do we mean by this? Raising children or upbringing our children, what do we mean by that exactly? Then, inshallah, we shall dive into the question that you just posed. By upbringing or education, we mean to create a change, to bring a change. A change in the talents and the capabilities, capacities of those who are at our hands, that is, the people, the humans. And this upbringing is possible, and this has a sort of, let's say, growth. It has a sort of gradual or rapid growth that it really can happen.
So, and then there are some challenges in our modern societies, especially Western societies and European societies. These challenges are especially for Muslim families. And they have these challenges, how to raise or grow their children in an Islamic way. And how should they take care of their children in these societies? I mean, should they let them get involved in the society? Should they isolate them? Both have a problem. You know, sometimes if you isolate someone from the society, it has its own negative side effects. Or if you let them get involved, blend in, as they say, they take some colors, they take some effects or sometimes bad effects from the society. So this is really a challenge.
Look, the idea of isolation the kids from the society is not recommended at all. And so if we want to actually bring up our kids and we are in an Islamic environment, so there are some solutions for that. We can think of those solutions and inshallah find a good way to with Allah's permission and with Allah's help and assistance, we can reach to inshallah to a good result. First is to control the teachings and the studying of our kids through an observation of the activity of our kids. In case, for example, they're going to attend non-Islamic schools, there are some recommendations in case that we are living in, and let's say, in a town or area or city that the majority of the people are not Muslims, there are some other recommendations. But all in all, we need to find the communities or congregations that the majority of Muslims are there, and to actually to encourage our kids to attend to this to attend ceremonies and events that are happening in these centers, like Islamic centers, like congregational prayers, Salat al-Jama'ah, So we need to indoctrinate our kids to find this willingness to attend and to join such programs and assemblies. Or in case, for example, there are some Sunday schools or Sunday classes, we need to encourage them to attend and to control even whatever is happening there. Mm-hmm. So as I said, isolation and isolating our kids has its own dangers and damages, and we have we all agree on the consequences of such a strange and weird behavior. But these are the solutions that we need to have more control on, whatever they're doing in the school, for example, in case he or she is attending a non-Islamic school. We need to control and we to compensate for the religious teachings that our kids are in need of, whether through Sunday classes, our personal efforts, and providing them the textbooks which are needed, or movies or videos, I don't know, or multimedia products. So it can be compensated. And controlling the company our kids. I mean, who are going to be the friends? I mean, encourage them to choose good friends among the Muslim community or among the Muslim brothers or sisters for themselves. That is through a good friend that a part of upbringing and tarbiyah of the person is actually is shaping and is taking place. Mm. So when we have a concern for the friends of my kid, so it means that, okay, something at the end of the day will change. And because the positive effects of friends and company, our kids, is really outstanding and astonishing. And we can also arrange some outdoor activities, get-togethers with Muslim families outside the town, outside the city, or in camps where there are some educational or, I don't know, Islamic camps that is taking place in our vicinity, in our area, in our country. So we can attend them. For example, in the U.S., I know some centers that they have summer camps for the kids, and they attend there, and they will learn lots of, and they receive lots of trainings and education there. So these are the recommended things that we can have for the kids. And one more point is in these situations, usually the role of parents are more crucial, since the role models in those societies are very, very few. So the people, the parents, mother and father, need to play the role of this role model or pattern in the life of their kids. So in case, for example, you are living in Muslim community, you have less responsibility rather than this case that you are in a non-Muslim community.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need to compensate for the things that he lacks, you see. So being a role model means that we need to give them a good example of what Islam says. If, for example, we are a little bit less cautious about the concept of, for example, hijab for our girls and daughters, for the mother, when she is in, for example, in a non-Muslim country, she needs to be more exact and accurate with this regard, because she now is going to be a role model for her girl. So if she makes a mistake, and actually it cannot be compensated very soon, and the kid will be attracted by others very soon. So we need to such concerns for our kids.
This is what I'm thinking about. Is it more of controlling or helping people understand or think? Sometimes you see the force that comes with controlling. Some parents try to control, but they take something else from the children. It's thinking. They too much controlling the situation. Yeah, yeah. Is it?
It's a very good question, brother. Even in Islamic teachings, we have always faced such questions that has been asked from religious authorities. That is it the concept of more controlling or enlightening them? So which one is more important? We have been said that to some ages, to some extent, we need just to educate them, to give them, to feed them, to learn them, to teach them, right? Because the kid is empty of all this education and all these knowledges, right? We need to feed them in the right manner. But from a certain age and onward, so this is a matter of, for example, for a limited years, let's say 3 years, or for example, from 12 to 15 or 16, we just need to have a sort of mild controlling. And then from that on, it becomes, it changes to a sort of milder control on the kids, not to tell them, do this, do that. I mean, too many obligations actually will also spoil the kid.
I understand. Yeah, exactly what you said. This, you know, this balancing this is so hard. I want to ask you the last question. This is very short, answer I want to get from you. You know, are we responsible for our children, or we have to teach them be more responsible day by day for their life?
For our children, it depends on what age we talk, you know.
Okay,
of course, when they are like babies, like kids, even teenagers, of course, we have the responsibility to teach them, to train them, to help them, to support them.
I mean,
but when they become
the
18 years old,
In the earlier stages, we are more responsible.
Mm-hmm.
But gradually, little by little, this responsibility shifts.
Yeah, of course. When they become like 18, 20 years old, then of course, in that age, we have to let them to live independently more and more, to become independent. There's no need to help or support or train them like child, you know? Of course, that is. We have to train and bring up our children in a way that when they reach the age of puberty, or let's say the age of 20 or 19, then they should become able to live independently. This is the thing that we must do.
Okay, thank you. That was very short and very complete, thorough. Well said. So today we talked about how to raise children, the challenges. I think we talked about some of the ideas that we have. We talked about how to raise the children, how to give them advice, and also we tried to provide or shed some lights on the challenges. And I know this is really hard to raise the children in a foreign environment in Western countries. And to those of you outside, it's so challenging. We need to pave the way. We need to study, to read. And also we need to talk to the experts and help and get help from people around us. Counseling is very important. We can counsel, we can talk to the experts, we can ask for guidance, and also we can take decision and we can start finding our way. I recently got a gift, a book related to parenting styles. I highly recommend it. The back cover was something like this. The first step to parenting is to find your balance in life. Do you have it? Without which you cannot move forward or even fall. Then learn to communicate effectively with yourself, communicate with the environment and people and the Creator, Allah. And when you learn to communicate using these wings, these two wings, head and reach the highest possible place and thrive. Thank you, dear listeners. This is all the time we have. That was very great. Farewell. Bye-bye.
أمتي يقولها شفعة أنا لها أنا لها.